Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
I overprepare so that I can just let go.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Rockin' the Suburbs. My name is Patrick Foster. On behalf of Jim Lanahan, I want to welcome you to today's episode. We are beginning a three-part interview series that I think you're really going to enjoy. I want to thank Bob Peterson, one of our longtime listeners and supporters, who was able to set up an interview with Chris Slusarenko, a musician with Eyelids, Guided by Voices, among others, and podcaster, and former video store owner. So I hope you're going to find lots to enjoy in this interview. Before we do that, I want to remind everyone that it is time to get in your new music picks for the month of August 2025. We are going to begin new music on Monday, September 22nd. So that means we'd love to have you get in those picks by the 21st of September, if you please could do so. Create a voice file, attach it to an email, and send that to rock@suburbspod.com. You can also send us a message there on the Suburban Party line. The number is 612-440-9084. All right. With that, we are going to jump into this interview. It's broken up into three parts, as I said, and we'll start today. And fittingly enough, Bob Peterson is going to kick it off. So I've got the old Maxell threaded up here in the tape player, everything put together, and we're going to roll it for you now. So take it away, Bob Peterson.
We are honored to have Chris Slusarenko, who is a musician and a host of the podcast Revolutions Per Movie, which I am a Patreon member of. Chris had an illustrious career as a musician. His credits include Sprinkler, which was a band on Sub Pop from the early 90s, Guided by Voices, Boston Spaceships, and currently Eyelids. He was also the co-owner of the Clinton Street Video in Portland, which rented out independent films, including hard-to-find music documentaries and performances. His love of film led him to start a podcast in 2023 called Revolutions Per Movie, which focuses on music documentaries. Each week, he has a different guest, ranging from musicians to directors, actors, and comedians, to pick a music documentary and talk about it with Chris. And Patreon subscribers of the podcast are treated to bonus episodes, access to live events, and swag. And the podcast, even if you're not a Patreon member, is available on all streaming platforms. So it comes with great pleasure to introduce Chris Slusarenko.
Hey. Hey, everybody. And you said my name right. First time. I swear. That is amazing. It wasn't Slushy Raincoat. It wasn't Slunker Dunker. So, a pleasure to be here.
It's great to have you, Chris. And I want to say, I was going back through our archives of our podcast, and every month we do a series of episodes on new music released in the previous month. And there are so many Eyelid songs that we have featured in new music over the years. You might be the most popular band in our new music series, wouldn't you say, Patrick?
It's right up there. There's no doubt. There's no doubt.
I learned a lot working with Pollard. You know what I mean? Like, a life in music up to that point, and then joining Guided by Voices and seeing how the sausage is made a little bit more, and working so much with John Moen, you know, of the Jicks and Decemberists, with Pollard. We were like, let's do our own thing, you know, when that wrapped up. And we're super prolific. We put out too many 7-inches, but I think we caught the bug a bit. It's like, And just like your podcast, it's like, why do one a week? You know?
That's right. So, if the Minutemen taught us one thing, yeah.
We go for quantity over quality. I think that's our motto. Yeah. So tell us about your podcast. How did this get started? I know that you have a background in, you know, actually owning a video rental store, which I think is a really cool thing to have experience in, I suppose. I mean, as if you're a big movie buff, right? That's really cool. I have, you know, romantic memories of going back to the video store and picking out a movie or a couple of movies for the night and that kind of thing. But anyway, tell us a little bit about how the podcast got started a couple of years ago.
Sure. I was on tour with Eyelids, and that's such a hodgepodge of people. I mean, Peter Buck's in the band, Victor from Camper Van Beethoven's in the band. So we're talking about books, film, music, you know, you're just trying to pass the time. And I really did miss being a video bartender. You know, my store was small, but really, I was really proud of it, especially the documentary and music section and foreign section. And it was like, you do something for over 22 years and you see people 2 to 4 times a week, you get to know them and they start sharing their lives with you. I just knew so much about people, like the highs and lows, the marriages, the divorces, the kids, all this. And I just kind of missed that kind of connection. And that everyone in the van was always asking me about certain films. And I just was like, wow, I should do a music film podcast that, you know, I just get people on to pick the film and it goes where it goes. And that's kind of what's happened with the show. It's like, it's really surprising. Sometimes they're really funny. Sometimes they're really emotional. But I'm just really thrilled that it isn't just a podcast about, well, and this is the type of lens they used in Rock and Roll High School. It's not that kind of podcast. There's so many podcasts that do that. And this is a much more like kind of a motive show, I think, and a more of an excitable show. So that's kind of what I did.
It's more about the viewer's connection with the film, right? Absolutely. Yeah, I was listening to one yesterday with Ezra Furman talking about The Punk Singer. And wow, that was very emotional and like revealing episode.
Right, where somebody else could have come in and just been like, oh my God, you know, the energy, da, 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 you know, and just fired off about the 7 inches and, you know, the runout grooves or whatever, or I saw them here. It's interesting for me, for someone who is a very hyper person, to have to kind of let the guest drive the show, right? And I have to meet them, right? And also, although I know a ton of music films and I know a lot about music and film, I don't know everything. So I can't pretend to be the expert on Spice Girls when somebody wants to talk about Spice World, but it's like something that meant the world to them. And it's so fun to see somebody be like, this is why I got in. This is what it meant to me. This is why I got out. This is who I am now. This is what made me go into comedy. You know, it's fascinating. So
you let the guest choose the movie. And yes. Then is your prep basically just watch the film and then ask them questions about it?
So let's say it's a 4-hour documentary. That is going to end up being a 12-hour amount of chunk for me because I just have to slow down, take my notes. I often watch it more than once so I can watch it, you know, like, you know, initially you're watching it for information and then you need to kind of watch it to just see. You know, how's this thing being made? Is it successful as a documentary or not? I over-prepare so that I can just let go. So I just have a stack of notes and directions we can go in. And then it always kind of goes somewhere else, which is kind of freeing, you know.
You know, I've been following the podcast since it started, and I'm impressed with the quality of guests that you come up with, because it's not just somebody who's a fan of the movie. A lot of times there are people who have quite a bit of knowledge about the background of the movie. For instance, when you had Nick Aguilar talk about Weegee Americano from the Minutemen, he grew up in San Pedro. His parents knew Mike Watt. Then he ended up playing with Mike Watt.
Right.
And Nick Aguilar went on to play with Frankie and the Witchfingers. He's a drummer for them, but
he's amazing.
So he was able to really give you incredible insight into San Pedro and the Minutemen and Mike Watt's personality. So that was very interesting. But is that what you're trying to look for when you're picking your guests?
It kind of depends. So, you know, when you have Red Cross on, the first time they're on, they're going to talk about their movie and the book, and they have such a fascinating life. You just let them go, right? But then you have so much fun that you bring Jeff on the Patreon and you talk about the Chips episode with the Satanic Panic, you know, music, you know, Donnie Most episode, right? So sometimes you run towards the light, and sometimes these guests bring in something that surprises me. Like John Cameron Mitchell, who is the creator and star of Hedwig and the Angry Inch, picked, you know, Gimme Shelter and had a really interesting look at it, you know. But, you know, obviously Gimme Shelter did not influence that film or that art. But they loved it as a documentary. You know, if I'm doing something with Paul Williams, it's like, where do you begin with someone like that? Like, do you go Phantom of the Paradise, Emmett Otter's Jug Band, you know, like the Muppet movie? You know, there's just too much. His work with Daft Punk. So sometimes you just kind of have to go where it goes. But I do feel like it's always exciting to have somebody involved who was close to it or part of it, you know? And so like, yeah, when Peter from REM is talking about, you know, we watch REM by MTV, and then we talked about, you know, the band and all that stuff. It's a lot different than like, you know, Craig Finn, what's your favorite band? I mean, what's your favorite music film? But it's always fascinating because, you know, there's not a hold steady real full-length documentary yet. I'm sure there will be. So, but I do find that everyone who brings a film and that they're not attached to, it's just too, it's like tunnel vision. They are so in love with it. So, I had Brian Stack, who is a writer for Conan O'Brien and Stephen Colbert. And he's so funny and dark, like his humor is really dark. He's the lead writer for both those people. And he's kind of the Chris Elliott for them. You know, he's the performer. But, you know, he picks Townes Van Zandt's documentary, right? And who's also a very funny musician. Like, you know, his storytelling is very funny, but dark and very sad and tragic. And it's just fascinating to see, like, why out of all the things he could have picked that he loves, that was the one. And it's just zeroing in on that and the excitement and the pain that came from him discovering Townes was fascinating.
I won't say I love you, babe. I won't say I need you, babe. I'm gonna get you, babe, and I will not do you wrong. Living's mostly wasting time, and I waste my share of mine. But it never feels too good, so let's don't take too long. Well, you're soft as glass, and I'm a gentleman. We got the sky to talk about, and the world to lie upon. The days up and down they come, like rain on a conga drum. Forget most, remember some, but don't turn none away. Everything is not enough, and nothing is too much to bear. Where you been is good and gone, all you keep's the getting there. Well, to live's to fly, all low and high. So shake the dust off of your wings and the sleep out of your eyes. It's goodbye to all my friends, it's time to go again. Think all the poetry and the picking down the line. Well, I'll miss the system here. The bottom's low and the treble's clear. But it don't pay to think too much on things you leave behind. Well, I may be gone, but
but it won't. So, Chris, you mentioned the Patreon episodes. I'm a Patreon member, but I want you to explain to the listeners some of the wide variety of bonus episodes you can get and some of the cool swag you can get.
Yeah, it's funny. I was a fanboy as a kid, right? So I wrote letters to REM. It's documented on the show when Peter comes on. I read Peter letters that I wrote to him and REM, because Peter and myself had a relationship through the mail for 4 years as pen pals. I wrote to the residents that wrote back. I wrote to Firehose that wrote back. I wrote to Wall of Voodoo that wrote back. It was just an era where if you were a lonely suburban kid, you could actually get a record label to write to you. IRS would write back and send stuff. And that always came into my life when whether I had my band on Sub Pop or whatever I was doing, or Eyelids, I've always just wanted to write back, do things, and kind of make a fan club mentality, right? You know, from Club Devo to what REM did. So it was a chance for me to be like, okay, this isn't a band thing. I can control, like, I can decide what I want to do. Like, how about if I create this, like, kind of fake SETV type network kind of thing? And the first thing we did was, Peter came on the Patreon. We talked about REM on a regular episode, but he came on the Patreon to talk about a film he loved so much, a film from the 60s called Wild in the Street with Shelley Winters, about kids who take over the United States and put like acid in the drinking, you know, the water system, and take over the government. It's basically a written by people who are scared of hippie teenagers taking over the world. But the music's really killer in it. And he wanted to talk about it. And so I got this idea to do this flexi disc here with some of the guests on the show. So like Peter Buck played guitar, Vanessa from Pylon sang on it, and Magnuson sang on it. Steve Bartek from Oingo Boingo plays guitar on it. Cliff Scurlock of the Flaming Lips played drums. And I just got all these people to do songs from this thing. And I just, so like for $5, like I sent out the flexi disc. There's a Victor Krumenacher show we have. He's in Camper Van Beethoven and Monks of Doom. And it's called Coffee with Krumenacher. We've been jumping around his life with special guests and things where I'll be like, all right, tell me about working with Eugene Chadbourne. Tell me about, you know, the time you played with Tiny Tim on his, you know, on the Spurs moment. But he never knows what I'm going to ask him. Every single episode, I just go like, all right, tell me about this. And we drink coffee and talk about it. So he made a special CD for the listeners of the show that I sent out. And then we have like Ronnie Barnett from the Muffs. We have a show called Anatomy of a Music Video, where we'll look at like a Crocus video and break it down. And like, look at every single little frame of it. And it's so funny and fun. And then I have a very opinionated look at Ergen Music War with my co-host Chalky the Funk Wizard, where we look at each performance of the amazing 1982 film Ergen Music War. And we've had guests like, we've had Stan Ridgway from Wall of Voodoo on. We've had Leslie Woods from Au Pairs on. We had Jay Boberg, the vice president of IRS Records, on. Like I said, Steve Bartek from Oingo Boingo. So it's really fun to, we'll do an episode. And I'm so frank in it because it was a film, you couldn't love all 36 bands in it. You just couldn't when you were 13. There's too much going on. But it is amazing to think that Toya Wilcox was going on at the same time as Dead Kennedys, which was the same as Wall of Voodoo, which was the same as Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark. To think that all that was being shot in 1980 is just mind-blowing. We have a Midnight Special, What Makes the Midnight So Special, a podcast where you have like Bob Burt from Sonic Youth and Pussy Galore came on, picks his favorite Midnight Special episode. So we're talking about all this weird, you know, like folk rock and hippie. It's just really fun to have an idea. And like I said, when I did the Chips episode with Steve, I mean, when I did the Chips episode with Jeff McDonald, Red Cross, he was like, I think we need to go through every episode of season 6 together. He's like, I'm on tour right now, but on my downtime, I'm going to go through and we're going to figure out who's this new guy on Chips that's named Hot Dog? Why do they live in an RV? What's, you know? And I'm like, Jeff, I'm going to hold you to it. You just created a show on air. So I'm having a lot of fun. And again, it's cheap. Like, you know, $5 a month gets you all this stuff on your doorstep and in your ears. And as you know, doing this, it's so fun. I've never worked harder in my life on something. Yeah. I'm, you know, I do my day job stuff, and then I just have to like put in every single morning, evening, weekend. And I'm not complaining. I'm just saying it's like being on tour, and like I'm releasing 2 records a week, you know, that I have to edit, research, and really make good. You know, I really try to not have it be sloppy or anything like that. But it is fun. Like I just recently had, Todd Brashear on of Slint.
Yeah.
And the reason I had him on was not just to talk about the Slint, talk about Slint and Breadcrumb Trail, the documentary, but he also owned a video store in Louisville. So it was really fun to just be like, we were musicians, we own this, and we only, you know, we could have a discussion about what the highs and lows of that were, and the naivety of being people who don't know how to do this and opening a business.
He owned Wild and Woolly.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I used to live in Louisville. It was a great place. Then he so it was moved an institution. In, yeah.
And then he moved into Pilates, Wild and Woolly Pilates.
There you go.
From that, you know. So it's super fascinating because he's fascinating. He's had an amazing life. But for both of us around the same time in an industry, we opened it when it was a failing industry, like Hollywood and Blockbuster were killing the independent stores nationwide. And we're both like, well, I think we want to do it, and not having anybody want to loan us money. We both had to figure it out how to do it totally DIY. So that was really amazing. So it's kind of amazing. I'm coming up on the second anniversary of the show. I've done 206 episodes in under 2 years. Kate Pearson of the B-52s is going to be on the 2-year anniversary show. I just talked to Sloan. I have a live event that we're going to put up on the Patreon with Julie Klausner, the creator of Difficult People. I'm just kind of like, I'm kind of going for it till I don't wake up anymore.
Exactly.
Does that sound familiar? Who's this new guy on Chips that's named Hot Dog? Why do they live in an RV?